Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
You know, I get it. Reading comic books when you're not currently reading them can be intimidating because you don't want to jump into something that's going to be reset when all that you've read is for naught. It means nothing. I get that. That's the quandary that the DC Universe finds itself in the cinematic realm right now. However, Spider-Man never found himself in this position. This book, if you're wondering where to jump in comic book-wise, I get it, because Spidey's got over 60 years of history. This encyclopedic coffee table book does the trick. It's The Amazing Spider-Man, web-slinger, hero, icon. It's from Rich Johnson on Universe Books. And what it does so well is it takes some of the great storylines that were captured by Spider-Man in comic books and it presents them in an oversized book format. What this does is it puts it in the size and the scale and the scope that makes comic books so enjoyable, all the while highlighting some of Spider-Man's greatest stories. And what this does is it introduces fans who think they know Spider-Man. I know Spider-Man. Yeah, whatever. I've seen the movies. It introduces you to the great stories that are in the comic books by publishing and listening and listing some of the graphic novels that have the stories or some of the collected works. And what this allows you to do is, even if it's a story that happened, whatever, X 20 years ago, X 10 years ago, X 5 years ago even, it says, here's the name of the graphic novel, like Coming Home. Never read that story. Great story, though. We've since read it since we read The Amazing Spider-Man. And it's a great story. We've read most of the stories in this, I'll call it an encyclopedic book. We've read most of them, but even those that we hadn't, we read and we were really blown away. So if you're new to Spidey, or you're thinking, hey, where should I start reading for Spider-Man? Start here, The Amazing Spider-Man. You may just want to check this out at your library, because it is kind of pricey. $50 retail, you buy it, maybe through a discount link, it's going to be $35. It's worth having in your forever library. We've got it in our forever library. It's really entertaining. It's kind of a good leisurely Sunday reading kind of, hey, it's rainy, I want to just relax and read it. Or if you're brand new to Spider-Man comic books or graphic novel, you can jump in and say, I haven't read Maximum Carnage. Wow. Shame on you. Stop watching this right now and just go check out Maximum Carnage from Spider-Man, and it'll blow you away. You'll love it. Oh, Sinister Six. It's got so many great stories in it, you'll trip down memory lane. You'll have fun doing it. There's a book like this also, by the way, for Flash, that's as entertaining. And in the spring of 2023, there's one coming out for Hulk also, which hopefully is awesome and has Planet Hulk in there at least once. I'm kidding. It should have it at least once. Spider-Man, this is a great starting point or a great review if you're not sure where to go into the comic book realm for the webhead.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.